Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your compassion and love toward us. Thank you for your helps that we have received. Thank you for your interventions. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for moving us forward. Thank you for giving us successes and prosperity. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the opportunities you have sent into our lives so that we can rise into greatness through those opportunities. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us victories over darkness. Thank you for giving us dominion over the powers and forces of hell. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your provisions in our lives. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your protection and preservation. Thank you for not allowing the enemy to succeed in attacking us. Thank you for not allowing them to be able to hurt us. Thank you, Lord. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts and minds continually. Thank you, Father. Thank you for subduing Satan and all his agents and kingdoms under our feet. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for the prayers we have prayed here before now that you have answered. We are grateful for the prayers that you will lead us to pray tonight and that you will also answer those prayers. Thank you, Lord. I ask that as we start this meeting, as we fellowship with you, as we worship you, and as we pray, O Lord, visit every one of us, visit us, touch us, and change our lives. In Jesus' name, change our situations for good. In Jesus' name, help us in every area that we need help in our lives. In Jesus' name, revive us and strengthen us and empower us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you're going to do more than we have asked. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs as we proceed in the program. There is none like you. There is none like you, Father. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search through all eternity long and found there is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. There is no like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could say through all eternity long and found there is none like you. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So is this song. Holy is in all accord. Singing blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From east to west there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God. No like you, Lord, from north to south. I said there is no other God. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God lift up your name. God lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God lift up your name. God lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of grief, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised, Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Great is our God, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you, great are you, Lord. You are the mighty man in battle, great are you, Lord. You are the mighty miracles, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. King of the universe, great are you, Lord. Lord of hosts, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, we praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we've seen what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, O Lord, in our lives. We've seen what you're doing, and one more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our God. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He who makes the way. Jesus sees the answer for our world to be. Above him there is no other. Jesus sees the way. Jesus sees the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus sees the way. Oh, Jesus sees the answer. For our world today, above him there is no other. Jesus sees the way. Jesus sees the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord Hold, your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. He's not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns.
He reigns forever.
We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns.
What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for us. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous. He's still doing marvelous things for us. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for us. Oh, what a marvelous God. What a marvelous. He's still doing marvelous things for us. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. In all the earth,
How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. On you I read my hope, until I reach my hope, until I reach my hope. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Hallelujah. With the whole of your heart, with your voice, begin to worship and praise Him. Worship our Heavenly Father, our helper, our strength. Worship Him. He is our present help in time of need. He is the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and ending, the God of heaven and the earth, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was and is and is to come. He controls times and seasons. He makes ways where there are no ways. He opens doors no man can shut, and He shuts doors no man can open. Worship Him. He is the miracle-working God. He is the mountain-moving God. He is the Almighty God, the Almighty God, the God of the everlasting covenant. We praise you, Father. You're the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you, Father, for there is none like you among the gods. There is none like you. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and you do wonders. You do mighty wonders. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Everlasting Father. Praise Him. Praise Him from your heart, from the depth of your heart. Praise Him with the whole of your heart. Praise Him, for He deserves your praise. And you can never praise Him enough. Because He has done so much for us. He has given us salvation. He has given us eternal life. He has given us great things. And the only way to repay Him is to serve Him, to worship Him, and to praise Him. But there is nothing we can give Him in return. He has freely given us all things. He has freely given us all things. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Creator of the universe. Controller of the universe. We praise you, King of glory. King of kings and Lord of lords. Blessed be your holy name. You created all things, and you are the one holding all things together. Blessed be your holy name. You do impossible things. You bring things out of nothing. Blessed be your holy name. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth, far above all your enemies, whether they are principalities or powers, or spiritual wickedness in high places, or rulers of darkness of this world. You are highly exalted above them all. You are above them all. Whether they are witchcraft or occultism or satanism or antichrist, you are above them all. You rule forever. And you reign forever. Who is like unto thee? No one. No one can defeat you. No one can stop you. No one can fight you and win. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. What a mighty God we serve. What a merciful God we serve. What a merciful God we serve. What a loving God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship. Amen. We're going to thank him more. You're going to thank the Lord more and more. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that you have poured out upon my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that you have poured out upon my life. Upon my life. Upon everything in my life. Upon every aspect, every area of my life. Thank you for your goodness upon my life. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion upon life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have been so good to me, and you have done me well. Blessed be your holy name. You have helped me. You have blessed me. Be magnified forever. Be exalted forever. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that have filled up my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your support in my life that have brought me to where I am now, that have given me the success I have now, the progress I have now. To thank you, Father, for your support, for your help. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Without his help, there's no way you'll be where you are now. There's no way you will have the success you have now. Without his support, there is no way you will have the progress you have now. There's no way you will have the growth you have now, the maturity in the spirit that you have now. Without his help, there's no way it would have happened. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your support. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support that have brought me this far. Thank you for your help that have brought me this far in success, in progress, in strength, in victory. Thank you for your strength that have brought me this far. Thank you for your power that have brought me this far. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your help that have given me the success I have today. Thank you for your help that have given me the breakthroughs I have today. The victories I have today. The dominion I have today. Thank you for your helps that have brought me to this point. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, to begin to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for taking away failures from my life. Thank you for taking away limitations from my life. Thank you for taking away setbacks from my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for taking away failures from my life. Thank you for taking away stagnation from my life. Thank you for taking away limitations from my life. Thank you for taking away poverty, lack from my life. Thank you, Lord, for taking away reproach and shame from my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making things that are usually difficult for others to achieve, to become easy in my own life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Lord, for making things that are usually difficult for others to achieve easy for me to achieve. Thank you for showing me mercy. Thank you, Father, for showing me mercy. Thank you for making things that are difficult for others to achieve to become easy for me to achieve. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going begin to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making me stronger than my enemies. Thank you for making me stronger than the enemies who have been stronger than I am before now. Thank you for making me stronger than them. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. You know when your enemies were stronger than you. And you know how God made you to rule over them. Continue to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for making me stronger than my enemies. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, create the future that is in your mind for me. Create that future now and put me inside that future. Yeah, don't forget that future does not have to be tomorrow. Yeah, future can be as quick as the next minute is the future. Yeah, because you have not yet lived the next minute. Yeah, a future can be the next hour, the next 1 hour. Yeah, and the future can be the next 5 hours. Yeah, a future is definitely any time that is after now. Yeah. So as you're praying this prayer, don't think you are referring to a future of next year, next 5 years. Yeah, I believe you understand. Yeah, so begin to say, Father, with your mighty hand, create for me the future that is in your mind for me, and put me inside that future. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Initially, how sweet your path. Dijiste elede jenegeda. Le hindu istenesana. Jise taga shadavala. Continue to pray. The Father, with your mighty hand, create for me the future that is in your plan for me. The future that is in your mind for me. Create that future now and put me there. Put me inside that future and make me live in that future in the name of Jesus. The future that you have ordained for me, the future that you have destined for me, create that future now with your mighty hand and put me there. Put me in that future right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to overcome battles that I have lost. Of battles that I have once lost. Yeah, that is, you were confronted with that battle before, or maybe it came in form of a temptation, and then you were defeated, but now you will win. You will face the same battle and you will win in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to overcome battles of darkness that once defeated me. Empower me now to overcome battles of darkness that once overcame me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Empower me to fight them and win. In the name of Jesus. Battles of witchcraft. Battles of demons. Battles of darkness that once defeated me. Empower me now, Father, to overcome them, to conquer them in the name of Jesus. Empower me now. Empower me now. Battles from the realm of witchcraft that once conquered me, that once defeated me. O Lord, empower me now, strengthen me now to go and conquer them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God remove every weight the enemy have placed upon me, every weight of darkness the enemy have placed upon my spirit, soul and body. Let the fire of God remove them. Let the mighty hand of God remove them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Niju shite hatoba gen shite negara. Let the mighty hand of God remove every weed, the kingdom of darkness afflicted upon me, every weed, the powers of hell afflicted upon me. Let the fire of God offload them now from my life. Let the hand of God roll them away from my life right now in the name of Jesus. Weight of darkness on my heart, weight of darkness on my mind, weight of darkness on my soul, be removed now by the hand of God. Be removed now by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Every weight of darkness on my life, on my calling, on my destiny, be removed now by fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Let the mighty hand of God remove them now. Let the mighty hand of God remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the mighty hand of God remove every weight of addiction. Every weight of sin, every weight of slavery, every weight of weakness that the enemy have placed upon me, every weight of sicknesses, every weight of infirmities that the enemy have placed upon me, let the hand of God remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the mighty hand of God remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, just the way health professionals will advise you to lose weight, yeah, because they consider obesity or overweight to be a disease or to put your health at risk. The same thing applies to our spiritual lives. We must not become too heavy. Yeah, when you're too heavy, you can't even run. When you're too heavy, you can't fly. Yeah, the birds that don't fly, the reason is because they are too heavy to fly. Yeah, they are too heavy to fly in the sky. So, what are the weights you have put on your own life? You have to get rid of the weight. What are those burdens you have put on yourself? Burdens that God did not put on you, but you put on your own self. And now they are weighing you down. They are making you to become corrupt and polluted and weak spiritually. And then those weights, they're making you to become a slave to sin and unrighteousness. Weight that God did not put on you, you put it on yourself. Yeah, so you're going to pray. That God should open your eyes to see the weight you have put on yourself that is draining away your spiritual strength, that is healing your spiritual connection with God, healing your spiritual life. That God should open your eyes. Though some of you already know the way, but maybe there are more that you don't know. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the weight I have placed on my life that is affecting my life, that is making me a slave to darkness, to sin, to unrighteousness. Open my eyes now so that I can identify them and throw them away. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. The Father, open my eyes to see the weight I have put on my own head, put on my own, on my own heart. Weight that has nothing to do with your will for my life. Weight that has nothing to do with your plans, with your desires for my life, that I have put upon my life. And now they are affecting my life, affecting my spiritual growth, affecting my relationship with you. Oh Lord, show me this way so that I can offload them, so that I can throw them away. In the name of Jesus, burdens that are not from you, that I have put on my own life, burdens that are not meant for me to be, that I have put on my own self. Father, open my eyes to see them so that I can throw them away. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Now, you're going to be sincere with yourself now. Yeah, because now you are going to be pointing at the weight you have placed on yourself that God did not put on you. Yeah. Weights are things that you decided to fill your mind with. Yeah, things that you decided to start worrying about. Yeah, things you decided to start to get busy with or become busy doing that God did not send you to do. Yeah, with also things like pleasures that you now start to enjoy because your body or your flesh is telling you to enjoy those pleasures, to seek for those pleasures, and then you start to seek after them, and now your walk with God is falling apart. Your relationship with God is now breaking. Yeah, and then your spiritual life is now so down or so low. Yeah, so those are weights. Some weights may not look like sin, but they will lead you to sin eventually, or they can lead you to sin immediately. Yeah, so these are things you decided to occupy your mind with, or occupy your time with, and it is affecting you. Some people, they talk a lot, talkativeness, they talk too much. That is their way. Yeah, some, their own way is internet. They are always on the phone. They can't even switch off their data connection or Wi-Fi connection, because every mobile phone has that place where you can switch off your Wi-Fi connection or data connection because you want to now do something else that is productive to your destiny, or something that will help you grow spiritually. Yeah, so weight can be many things. So now you're going to be sincere with yourself, because you are the best person that knows what have been weighing you down. Yeah, and what have weakened your spiritual life, or have drained your spiritual strength and spiritual life. Yeah, you are the one that knows those things. So you're going to say, I repent. I repent of every weight I deliberately placed upon my life. And I cast them away now. I cast them away now, because I want to grow spiritually. I want to get closer to God. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that. Begin to say, I repent of every weight I have placed upon my life. And Jesus said, don't worry about what you will eat. Don't worry about what you would drink, and then you are worrying about those things. That is a way. You're worrying about what Jesus said you should not worry about. That is a way. And until you throw away that way, you may never have peace and rest. Continue to say, I repent of every weight I have brought on my own life, and I cast them away now. By the power of God, I cast them away. I cast them away. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, I repent of every weight I have brought on my own life. Every weight I have brought on my own spirit, on my own mind, that has nothing to do with God, that has nothing to do with the will of God, that has nothing to do with the word of God. I repent of them now. You can mention those ways as they are repenting. Yeah, some people they watch movies a lot. Yeah, they could spend hours watching movies. That is a way. That is a way. Yeah, whatever is taking away the time that you're supposed to spend with God in prayer is a weight, and you must cast it away so that God can be happy with you. If not, God is going to be angry with you. Yeah, because God hates idols. Continue to repent and continue to cast them away. I cast out every weight that I deliberately placed on my own life. And now the weight is destroying my relationship with God. Yeah, some people, it is the relationship they are into, a relationship with the opposite sex they are into. That is the weight on their lives. Yeah, because now the relationship is affecting their spiritual walk with God. Continue to pray. Say, I repent of every weight I have placed on my life, and I cast them out now by the power of God that is in me. By the strength of God in me, I cast them out. I cast them away forever, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says we should not worry about anything, but that we should pray about everything. Yeah, I think that is Philippians 4 verse 6. Let us read that, please. Yeah, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Yeah, let us look at it in New Living Translation. Philippians 4 verse 6. I read, don't worry about anything. Yeah, can you hear that? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Yeah, can you see what the Bible says? Yeah, the Word of God says, don't worry about anything, but instead, pray about everything. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. I realize that this is how Satan discouraging many Christians and making many Christians to become weary, to become weak spiritually. Yeah, Satan used the weapon of worry. Or worries and anxiety. Yeah. That is how Satan has made many Christians even to give up on God. To lose trust in God. And even to stop praying. Yeah. So you're going to pray against this weapon of Satan. Maybe he has been using that weapon on you, and you have allowed him to succeed. Yeah, so you are going to pray against this weapon Satan used, the weapon of worries, and anxiety. Anxiety is fear of the unknown. Yeah, you are just afraid of what has not even happened yet. You're just thinking, what if this thing happened? What have not even happened yet? And then you're already afraid. What if this happened? What if I'm walking on the street and something just hits me from nowhere? What if this happened? What if that happened? Yeah, fear of the unknown. What is not even known? What is not real? You're already scared of it. Yeah. And then worry. Fears of this world. You're worried about clothes you will wear, food you will eat. You're worried about whether you will conceive and give birth, or whether you will ever get married. Yeah, and a lot of things that people worry about. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, filled my soul and mind. From the weapon of worries and anxieties that comes from the devil. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, filled my soul and mind. From the weapons of worries and anxiety that Satan brings against me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Filled my soul. Healed my soul. Healed my mind from the weapons of worry and anxiety that Satan is using to attack me. Healed my soul now in the name of Jesus. Healed my soul now in the name of Jesus. Dedene has to the glekarabala. Nehene fizishtala. Pajadastalagala. Majustenestala. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, healed my mind. Healed my soul. From the weapons of worries and anxiety that Satan is using to attack me. Healed my soul. Healed my mind. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Healed my soul and mind from being conquered by the weapons of worries and anxiety the enemy is using against me. Healed my soul from them now in the name of Jesus. Do not allow those weapons to work on me anymore from today onward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are free. Amen. Yeah, now that we are free, that the fire of the Holy Ghost should heal your soul and mind against these weapons of worries and anxieties Satan uses to attack us. You must also not bring those weapons into your mind and soul. Yeah, because you can invite those weapons. You can invite the darkness into your soul. Yeah. So though you are afraid that God should shield your soul and mind from being conquered by worries and anxiety, you can also with your own hand call for those demons. You can also be the one to invite them. So that is why you must grow in faith. You must strengthen your faith. Yeah, you must strengthen your faith. Your faith in God, your faith in God's power, your faith in God's word. You must strengthen it. Yeah, because if you don't, you will be the one calling for worries and anxieties to come. Yeah, if you don't believe God loves you so much to take care of you, then eventually you start becoming worried about many things. And you will start becoming anxious about many things. So you are going to pray. So most people, it is lack of faith and trust in God that makes them to be conquered by worries and anxiety and cares of this world. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom and strength to grow my faith. Yeah. You can grow your faith. In fact, God has called us to grow our faith. Yeah. So it is our duty to develop our faith. Yeah, but some of you are waiting for God to come and grow your faith. You are the one that will grow it. Yeah, you are the one that will grow your faith by yourself. Yeah. Yeah. And God will help you when you start to do your own part. Then God will help you. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom and strength to grow my faith. I receive wisdom and strength to grow my faith. Open your mouth and pray like that. I receive wisdom. I receive strength. I receive wisdom. I receive strength to grow my faith to the point where I worry no more. To the point where I do not worry about anything. To the point where I have no anxiety anymore. I receive wisdom and strength to grow my faith in God. To grow my faith in God's word right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom and strength to develop my faith. To grow in trusting God more than I have ever done before. I receive the strength now. I receive the strength now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I receive the strength now. I receive the wisdom to do. To do a lot of works, a lot of works that will grow my faith. Begin to say, I receive wisdom and strength to do a lot of spiritual exercises that will grow my faith. I receive wisdom and strength to do a lot of prophetic actions that will grow my faith. I receive the strength to take risk. I receive the strength and wisdom to take risk. That will help my faith grow and mature. I receive the strength now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Amen. Yeah. I know some of you may be thinking about what I just said, that we grow our faith by taking risks. Yeah, you may be thinking Does God want us to take risk? Yes. God wants us to take risk as we trust Him. Yeah, for instance, yeah, the Bible told us that the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness. Yeah, and in fact, you know, when I was reading that plane, I saw that the Bible says there were wild animals. Yeah, there were wild animals in that place in the wilderness that the Spirit of God led Jesus to go and pray and fast and be tempted by the devil. Yeah, there were wild beasts. But then the Bible says that God protected him. Yeah, so is that not a risk? Yeah, we don't know the kind of wild animals that were there in the wilderness. But Jesus went there. Now you may be asking, are there no other place to go and pray and fast? Why must it be in the wilderness? Yeah, that is just an example among many other examples in the Bible. Yeah, what about this woman? What's her name? This woman that said, "If I perish, I perish." Yeah, it was unlawful for her to go to meet the king without being invited. Yeah, Esther. Yeah. In fact, according to the law, she could lose her life by walking to the hall of meeting where the king was having a meeting with his officials. Yeah, but Esther said, "I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to risk my life because of God's people. And if I perish, I perish. If I die, I die." Yeah, but then she didn't die. Yeah. So, there are things that heaven expects that you do to grow your faith, to make your faith become mature. But then I realized that those things God expects of us to do to grow our faith, that is what many of us don't want to do. And that is why there are just few Christians with great faith today. Yeah, a lot of Christians, they are so weak in faith, and some have even lost faith. Yeah, even the great men of God, you may think they have faith, but then many of them, they don't even have faith as God expects them to have. Yeah, they don't have the faith. And that is why many of them will soon be forgotten. Yeah, because it is men of faith that will really change the course of time and history. Yeah, so you're going to pray that you will by faith do things nobody has ever done before. That you will by faith start things no one has ever started in your family. Yeah, because you trust God. So you're going to say, "Holy Spirit, help me to do things that will lift up my faith, even things that appear dangerous and risky. Help me to do them, push me to do them, so that my faith can grow. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God wants us to take risk because He wants us to lose trust in ourselves. He wants us to trust only in Him. He wants us to lose trust in our own strength and our own wisdom. He wants us to trust only in Him. That is why we have to take risks to grow in faith. Yeah. God does not want you to trust in your savings, in your bank account, or in your job. He wants you to trust only in Him. So that is why to grow your faith, you have to do the unusual. Even what some people will call stupid or foolish, you have to do that thing. Because you want to grow your faith. So begin to pray. The Holy Spirit, help me to do things that will grow my faith. Even when those things appear to be dangerous and risky, inasmuch as they are not against your word, inasmuch as those things are not against your word, your scripture, help me to do them. Help me to do them. Help me to do them. In the name of Jesus. Help me to take steps that will grow my faith. Help me to make decisions and choices that will grow my faith and kill my fear. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, Jesus said, whosoever desire to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for his sake shall find it, shall save it. So many Christians, all they are doing is they are trying to save their life. And that is why they are losing the life they are trying to save. Are you also trying to save your life? Didn't you say you surrendered the life to Jesus? Then what are you saving if you have really surrendered that life to Jesus? Then why are you protecting your life when you should let God protect you? Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there's a lot to pray concerning this matter, but we don't have the time. I'm praying for you that you will be wise and that you will grow in faith to trust God beyond what your eyes can see and beyond what the human mind and the human senses is telling you. In Jesus' name. So now we're going to continue. Remember that we started from we. And I said, there are weights we have put on our own selves. Burden God did not put on us. But we put those burdens on our own lives. On our own selves. Yeah. And tonight, we have to offload all of them. Yeah, because this world is like an ocean, like a sea. Yeah. So if you keep putting weight on yourself, you will sink into the destruction that is within the ocean of this world, or the sea of this world. The destruction that is inside will destroy you. You will sink deep and the destruction will destroy you. Yeah. Another way through which you can get rid of weight is by allowing the Holy Spirit to control your life. Is by not doing anything without consulting the Holy Ghost. That is, you don't do anything, you don't take any step, you don't make any decision until you have consulted with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that is how you will avoid so many ways in your life. For instance, some people, they have made a commitment to be helping someone God did not want them to help. So they made a commitment that brother or sister or whoever the person is, and then they say, I'm going to be sending you $200 every month. Yeah, because I really feel for you. I'm really sorry about your case. I'm going to be helping you with that amount. But God did not send them to do that. They didn't consult God. They didn't consult the Holy Spirit. They just acted out of their feelings and emotions. Yeah, and because of that, their finances start to have problems. They start to have problems in their finances. Yeah, because they helped the wrong person. They helped someone God never wanted them to help. Yeah, maybe there is a judgment of God upon that person. Yeah. So if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to control your life, there will be a lot of weights on your life. And they may destroy you. Those weights may destroy you. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I hand over everything in my life to you. I want you to control my life. I want you to control my life. I want you to control every aspect of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you are sincere with this prayer point, then the Holy Ghost will step in. But if you are still deceiving yourself, you're on your own. So, Holy Spirit, I hand over every aspect of my life to you. I hand over every area of my life to you. My finances, my physical life, my spiritual life, everything about me, my career, my calling, everything about me, my family, my home, my marriage, my business, I hand over everything to you, Holy Spirit. Take over and control everything. I don't want to control anything anymore. I want you to control everything. Everything about me. Control everything. Lead my entire life. I don't want to be using my wisdom to determine how the journey of my life should go. I want you to control my life. I want you to lead my life. I want you to tell me what to do and how to do them. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. In the name of Jesus. I hope you're praying from your heart. Holy Spirit, have your way. Take over my life. Control my life. In the name of Jesus. Lead me day and night. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Another way through which you have load weight or you avoid weight is by praying a lot. Yeah, by praying a lot. Yeah, that is why many times without number, I always emphasize on praying for long hours. Praying for long hours. Yeah. I always emphasize on praying for long hours. Yeah, the reason is because as you mingle with people, even as you use the internet, you use the social media on daily basis, so many things deposit, so many things that are dark. You may not see them, you may not even know them. They deposit themselves on your spirit. Yeah. A lot of things would deposit themselves on you, whether you are aware or not. Yeah. So it is in prayer, especially long hours prayers, that the fire of the Holy Spirit begins to destroy those wings. Yeah. Yeah, so many things would try to come on your mind, things that are dark. Yeah, even as you listen to things, as you listen to conversations of people, as you watch things, yeah, through the things you look at, to the things that happens around you, because the whole world is full of pollution. Yeah, so there are ways that somehow just come on your spirit. Yeah. But in the place of prayer and fasting, you will lose those spiritual ways. Yeah. So that is that prayerless Christians, sometimes they don't live long. Christians that are prayerless, sometimes they don't live long. Yeah. And they don't even please God eventually. Yeah, because there's so much weight that it is only the place of prayer you can get rid of those weights. Yeah. Like that they come in form of darkness. They just come upon your soul, come upon your spirit because of your exposure to the things of the world. Yeah, it doesn't mean you are doing the things of the world, but because you are exposed to the things of the world and you live with people that are worldly. So somehow this darkness, they just stick on you. They just jump from those people, stick on your soul, stick on your spirit. And then it is in the place of prayer that you offload them. So that is why you have to pray a lot on a daily basis. You're going to pray now. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to pray a lot on daily basis, to pray for hours on daily basis, so as to get rid of unwanted weight, so as to offload weights of darkness from my soul and spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. As a Christian, you're supposed to pray for at least 2 hours on your own, undistracted 2 hours every day, apart from prayers you do in a program like this, in a meeting like this. Apart from prayers you do when you attend church services, on your own, in your house, you're supposed to be praying at least 2 hours every day. And if you're a minister of God, and you know you have the call of God on your life, you're supposed to be praying 4 hours every day at least. So meaning that it can be more than that. Yeah, pray this prayer. Say, I receive fire to pray without ceasing, to pray a lot on daily basis, so as to get rid of unwanted weight that sticks to human souls and spirits. So as to get rid of unwanted weight and body and pollution that sticks to people's spirit. I receive fire to be prayerful, to become a prayerful Christian. I receive fire that will make me a prayerful Christian, a prayerful Christian, a warrior Christian, a victorious Christian. I receive fire now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Let us read that please again. Philippians 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. I think I've shared with you before about the story of a Christian brother whose dad was sick unto death. The sickness was going to end his life. So the sickness was a lot for him to worry about. But then he refused to worry. He started to pray. So he would put the father is in the room. He would leave the father there in the room. He would go to another room and start to pray. Because every time he sees the father in that condition, in that health condition, fear will start to rise in his heart, in his mind. Fear and doubt. Because the condition looks like the father would die any minute. So he would just leave the father there. And he would go to another room and start to pray in the spirit. So when you are free to a point, the fear and the doubt would disappear. Because faith would have risen in his heart. Then he would go back to the father, lay hands on the father, pray for the father to get well. And then when the fears and doubts comes again, he would leave the father in that room, go to another room, and continue to pray. So he continued to do that for a long time, for days. He refused to allow the fears and the doubts and the worries to stay in his mind. And gradually he noticed that the father's health started to improve. Things began to change in his body system. The father began to get well. And eventually the father got well perfectly. A lesson to learn from that story is that all these fears of the world, worries, fear, doubt, anxiety, they are robbers. They are robbers of your testimony, robbers of your blessing, robbers of your miracles. So if you continue to give in to them, you may never have a testimony. yeah, and you may never be blessed. Yeah, so that is why the word of God says, turn those worry into prayer. Yeah, and when you go into prayer, you will see that they will just disappear. Especially when you shift your focus from them, from the things that are asking you to worry about them, or the things of the world asking you to care about them. When you remove your focus from those things, and you now set your focus on Jesus, and on heaven, and on the throne of God, and then you start to pray and to worship God, eventually those worries, they will just disappear. You won't even find them anymore. Those weights will just disappear. And then your miracle began to form from the realm of the Spirit. And before you know it, you will have a testimony. Yeah. But if you think you can continue to hold on to the issues of life, the cares of this world, and you think you will prove such attitude, enter into God's abundance, you are just deceiving yourself. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You can say, Father, strengthen and empower me to turn all my worries into prayer. Strengthen and empower me to shift my focus from worry and cares of this world onto prayer. Onto prayer and fasting. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, strengthen and empower me to turn my worries and fears into prayer. Strengthen me and empower me to shift my focus from the things I'm worrying about or worried about to prayer. Strengthen me now. Strengthen me now to begin to worry about nothing and begin to pray about everything. Strengthen me to never allow worries and fear stay in my mind. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen me, Father. Empower me, Father, to never surrender to worries and anxieties, but to turn every worries into prayer, to turn every need in my life into prayer, to turn whatever situation I find myself into prayer and fasting, to withdraw focus from worry and fear and set my focus on faith and prayer and fasting. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me and empower me to do this, Father, right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray five more prayer points before we round off the session. Yeah, we're still praying against weight. Another weight that is the closest to you is your flesh, that is your sinful nature, your Adamic nature, the nature you were born with from the day your parents, your mother gave birth to you. Yeah, because you don't teach a child to start to get hungry before the child manifests hunger. You don't teach a child to start to tell lies before the child starts to tell lies. Yeah, so which means the child was born with a nature that deceives. The child was born with a nature that gets hungry. Yeah, and does many, many carnal things. Yeah, so that nature is a weight. Yeah, and that is why the Bible teaches us to mortify, which is another word for kill, to mortify that nature, to kill that nature. Don't let it live, because it always tries to live, but you must continue to kill it, to mortify it. Yeah, because the more you kill this flesh, the more you become weightless in the spirit. You become light in the spirit, and then you'll be able to fly in the spirit. Yeah, the more your spirit will be released to fly and connect with God and enjoy the realms of God. Yeah, but if you continue to hold on to your flesh, your Adamic nature, there's no way you'll be able to fly. There's no way you'll be able to grow spiritually. You will never be able to grow if you continue to hold on to your flesh, your human nature. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall no longer be comfortable walking in the flesh. I shall no longer be comfortable living in my flesh, living by my flesh, dwelling in my flesh. In the name of Jesus, I shall only be comfortable walking in the spirit, living in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak like that. The Jedeki has tanabala, Nisu Zishtana deshtanabala, Pasta getene deshtanaga. From this day onward, my spirit, my soul, and my mind shall no longer be comfortable dwelling in the flesh. My spirit, my soul, my mind shall no longer be comfortable walking in the flesh. In the name of Jesus, I shall no longer be comfortable dwelling in pride, accommodating pride. I shall no longer be comfortable accommodating fleshly desires, worldly desires. I shall no longer be comfortable accommodating lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and pride. In the name of Jesus, I shall only be comfortable walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, dwelling in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Yeah, I realize that Christians, they try to pamper their flesh. In fact, some, they even try to boost it. Try to boost their flesh. Yeah, the only thing the Bible told us to do to the flesh is to kill it. Yeah. Is to kill it. Because if you don't, it will kill you. Yeah. And, you know, it will kill you by sending you to hell. That's what I mean. Yeah. So why are you pampering an inborn enemy? Yeah, the flesh is an inborn enemy. It's an enemy that we were born with. Why are you pampering that enemy? And I've said it before that your flesh is your greatest enemy. Satan is not your greatest enemy. It is your flesh that is your greatest enemy. And you sleep with this flesh, you wake up with it every day. You move about with it every day. So why should you pamper this flesh? Why should you give it what it asks for? You're supposed to starve it. Yeah, the more you starve your flesh of lust and pride and unrighteousness, the more your spirit will be released to please God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall no longer pamper my flesh. I shall no longer please my flesh. I shall no longer boost my flesh. I shall always heal my flesh. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, it's a prayer of declaration. You are declaring how your life is going to start to look like. Say, from this day onward, I shall no longer pamper my flesh. I shall no longer please my flesh. I shall no longer feed my flesh with lust with hunger, with hatred, with bitterness, with self-centeredness. I shall no longer feed my flesh with pride. I shall continually harm my flesh on the things it craves for. I shall continually kill my flesh. I shall not grant its desire from this day onward, so that my spirit can be released to fly and to know God and to see God and to touch God. In the name of Jesus, I shall no longer give my flesh what it craves for. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Let us look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6. I know all of you would know what is there, but maybe you need to remind yourself about what Jesus said in that place. Yeah, Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. And this is Jesus speaking. Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Now, I don't know why many Christians don't seem to understand what Jesus was saying in this place. Especially when he said, is not the life more than meat? Yeah, what does that mean? Is not the life, that is your life, is not your life more than meat? Do you know what that means? Now, this is what it means. Jesus is saying that there is a divine supply that is sustaining your human life, sustaining your human body. Yeah, that there is a divine provision that is sustaining your human life according to divine arrangement or divine organization. So then he's saying that, Jesus is asking the question, like, are you saying that this divine provision of God that sustains all life on earth, are you saying that is not superior than the food you are looking for, the meat you are looking for? Yeah, that's what I said. Is not the life more than meat? Yeah, so there is a divine grace that sustains all life that God created. Everything God created, God is responsible to sustain them on daily basis. And Jesus is saying, why should we downgrade that divine provision? by running after me. Yeah, let me read further. And then he said, is not your body more than raiment? Yeah, that is the God who takes care of your body. Yeah, I make sure that you wake up every day with a healthy body. So Jesus is saying, is that God not able to clothe the same body? Yeah, the one who takes care of the body, is he not able to clothe the same body? Yeah. So is God who sustains all living things in the earth? Is he not able to put food on your table? Yeah. So he doesn't want us to worry about what many of us are worrying about today. And that is why he tests us by asking you to give to him from your possession. Because he wants to know where your trust really is. So if God asks you to give to him, it's because he wants to know where your trust really is. You want to know if your trust is in that money you are holding tight to, or if your trust is in his heavenly provision. Yeah. So why do we worry about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear when they are too small for God to take care of? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust in your heavenly provision system that is far greater and better than any system of this world. So, Father, help me to trust in your heavenly provision system that is far greater than any system of this world that promises help or care. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So, Father, help me to trust in your heavenly provision system. Help me to depend on your heavenly provision system. That is what the prophets of old depended upon. And they saw food items multiply. They saw strange miracles. Because they trusted that system that cannot fail. The system of divine provision. So Lord, help me to trust in your heavenly provision system that has never failed and can never fail. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. I don't want to worry about what I need. Help me to trust your provision system that is greater than the systems of this world combined together. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Let us look at that, the next verse. Matthew 6, verse 26. Behold, the fowls of the air. Yeah, Jesus is pointing the fowls to them. That is the birds in the sky. He said, behold the fowls of the air. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? I don't know if you are really, you know, seeing what Jesus was saying. In fact, Jesus said they don't gather into barns. That is, they don't even save. Yeah, these birds, they don't store food somewhere. Yeah, that's the meaning of to gather into barns. They don't store food anywhere. They don't sow, they don't reap. And God feeds them. And then he said, are you not much better than the fowls in the air? I pray that God will deliver the generation of Christians that we have today. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to trust your heavenly provision system to take care of me from now till when I will be leaving this earth. The Father, help me to trust your heavenly provision system to take care of me from now till when I will be leaving this earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to not trust in my my strength. Help me to not trust in my job or salary or businesses. Help me to not trust in money or the financial system of this world. Help me to trust in your own heavenly provision system to take care of me. Help me to trust in your own system to take care of me throughout my days in this earth. Help me to depend on your heavenly provision system for care, for all the care that I need, for all the support that I need, for all the helps that I need from now till I leave this earth. Help me, Father, to trust your heavenly provision system. In the name of Jesus, just the way the animals, even the birds in the sky, trust this system throughout all their days. So Lord, I want to also trust your system. Talk to him sincerely from your heart. Say, Lord, I also want to trust your system. Your heavenly provision system. Your heavenly supply system. I want to trust it to take care of me throughout my day. Here on earth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. I know that this thing we are praying for can be very difficult to do. Yeah, but it is very sweet if you can grow up to this level. Jesus is asking us to grow up too. I pray you will grow up to that level. Yeah. It is very sweet to live such a very free life. Yeah. Where you don't worry about anything. And then the supply keep coming from God. Everything you need keep coming. And you don't have to worry about anything. It is very sweet to be in that level. Yeah, but the question is, are you willing to pay the price? Yeah. Are you willing to pay the price? Yeah. Yeah, because I am an example of someone who I've reached that, who is in that level, if I can pray like that. Yeah, who operates in that realm of God's heavenly supply, or who enjoys that supply, a system of heaven. And it has never failed. Things I started to enjoy that supply. Up to now, as I'm talking to you, it has never failed. Yeah. So you're going to pray. These divine principles, they are real. They are real. Yeah. Very real. Do you want to walk in them? So when I say real, I mean they produce a real result. Yeah, if you would just take it as it is. Yeah, because I know some of you try to read other meanings to the Word of God. Yeah, you try to interpret the Word of God in another way to suit your, I don't know, maybe your pride or your unbelief. Yeah, but if you can just pick the words of Jesus exactly as he has said it, and you hold on to it, and you believe in it, it will work in your life. Yeah, it will work, and it doesn't matter where you are living. This principle will work anywhere in the world. It will work anywhere in the world. You just try it. Just trust God wholeheartedly. So whether you stay in the United States, or you stay in UK, or you stay in Canada or Australia or African countries or Europe or anywhere, this principle always work anywhere. Yeah. The reason why some people have not seen it work is because they are so afraid to follow it as it is. Yeah, and they are giving excuses like, oh, in this country you pay bills. Yeah, you can't just say you trust God. Yeah, you just have to pay bills, you have to do this, you have to do that. So, you just have to, you know, you can't just say you are trusting God, you have to do something. Then what if God says, okay, do something, but do something else? What if God says you stay in that country and then you do something else that has nothing to do with making money? Do you think God will not sustain you? Yeah, you don't have to work for money to spend money. Yeah, you can work for God and still spend a lot of money. Yeah, because God will sustain you. Yeah, even in a system that looks like they have designed it in a way that you just have to serve money, to spend money. Even in that system, God will still sustain those who trust Him. I know what I'm talking about. There are countless testimonies from many people who have followed this principle. And these people, they stay in, you know, they stay in all these Western countries where you pay bills. Yeah, and these people, they followed this Jesus principle. And it worked even right there. It worked right there. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to live by your standard. Help me to live by the standard of your word concerning receiving divine supply. Concerning receiving divine provisions. Help me to live by this standard. Help me to discipline myself to follow this standard. Help me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, because if we don't follow this standard, a time is coming that even your job is going to fail you. And this government of your country too will fail. Yeah. But it is only this principle that will not fail at that time. You don't know what is going to happen. Terrible things will happen in this last day. Terrible things. Things many of you have never imagined. How will you survive in those days? When the staff of the bread of a nation is broken, how will you survive in those days? So Lord Jesus, help me to live by the standard of your word concerning receiving divine supply. Concerning receiving divine provision from you. Help me to live by the standard. Help me to stop trusting in my own strength and intelligence and wisdom. Help me to stop trusting in money. Help me to trust in you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord, to live by this standard. Help me to focus on more important things. And because today, everybody is just running after money. Yeah. And nobody is running after the kingdom. I mean, of course, some of us are running after the kingdom. But only few are really running after the kingdom. And after the things in the kingdom, everybody is just running after money, including pastors. Yeah, people that are supposed to be focusing on the kingdom, they are also focusing on money. Yeah, and they are looking for how they can use the ministry to make more money. As they can use their spiritual gift to make more money. Yeah. That is wickedness against God. Pray that you will focus on more important things. In the kingdom of God, money is the least important. Yeah, money is the least relevant. God wants us to focus on the more important things. The money will just keep flowing or following us. Yeah, but then we have left the more important things and we are running after money. And that is why we are not even making the money. We are not even getting rich. Because we are now a slave of mammon. Talk to God, say, Lord, help me to live by the standard of your word. Help me. Help me to live by the standard of your word that teaches about receiving divine supply, receiving heavenly provision. Help me, Father, to live by your word. As it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of your mouth. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for the things you are doing right now. And thank you for those things you will do for us very shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for everything you have said in your word concerning taking care of us, concerning providing for our needs. And we thank you because you are doing exactly as you have said in the lives of those that trust in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you also for what you said concerning taking away our yoke and burdens. You said you are going to give rest to everyone that comes to you, and you're going to take away their burdens and yoke. Thank you, Father, because you have taken away our burdens. You have taken away our weight and yoke. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to do their own part in living a spiritual life that is weightless. In living a Christian life that is weightless, help everyone here to do their own part. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that in the area of your faith and trust in God, you shall receive help from the Holy Spirit, and you shall grow strong in faith from today onward in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall walk with God in a very beautiful way, such that God and heaven will be so happy about your life here on earth in Jesus' name. Everything devil have done to you, to your mind, to your life, that has made you to shift focus from spiritual things and heavenly things to material things and worldly things, I decree that the hand of God will undo that thing the devil have done to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that worries and anxieties shall now be far from your life forever. In the name of Jesus, I decree over your life that you shall have great testimonies of heavenly supply of blessings, great testimonies of heavenly provision in the name of Jesus. As you trust God, you shall see God. You shall see His wonder. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.